Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Matters of the Heart. Cut the Shock Entertainment Report. Excuse me for the silence. It's Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports, and thank you for joining me, and thank you for supporting the show also. Wow, it is the 24th of October already. We have less than two more weeks before Election Day, November the 6th. Isn't that something? Wow. I know. So the president will be on Jay Leno tonight. And I was just listening to Tom Jordan Morning Show. If I'm not mistaken, I think I heard him say the president will be calling in his show this morning. So, you know, big shout out to Team Romney. Big shout out to Team Obama. This is just an amazing political season. I've been a political enthusiast since I was a kid. So this is just awesome. Did you all see Prince? It was right at midnight for me on the Jimmy Kimmel Show. He didn't do the sit-down interview, but he and the MPG and his protege Andy Allo, they rocked the house like it was nobody's business. That's just amazing. But again, I thank you. Today is Matters of the Heart Wednesday, and we're generally talking. You know, so you can call in at 714-409-0614. You know, pretty much just generally talk. I don't really have a, well, the topic is love, Matters of the Heart. That's the topic. And yesterday when I had played the Woulda, Shoulda, Coulda song by Larry Graham featuring Prince, I asked the question, have you ever been in that situation where you shoulda, woulda, coulda, maybe told somebody something? Or are you one of those people that you do express yourself in some form or fashion to others? You know, feel free to talk, guys, ladies. Ebony Empress, if you're listening, that's my cohort here on Blog Talk Radio, based in the UK. Just amazing. And any other fellow BTR host, I love it when my cohorts here in the BTR community chime in. But let's play a little bit of, I know I did it a little different, huh, this morning. Here's Round and Round, Mars Mills, who will be rocking tomorrow in Chi-Town. Just visit rawartist.org for more information and like his Facebook fan page, The Mars Mills Experience.
told you that I loved you with all of my heart. I could have told you, could have told you from the very start. Now you've gone away. I just hope it's not too far. Hope it's not too late. Now this whole thing is so bizarre. I should have told you just how much I love your smile. I could have given you mine in return, but that was not my style. I should have told you just how much I love your kiss. I should have told you. Now I'm sitting here just reminiscing. Had you gone away, I'm sitting here kicking my own bell. I'm home today. Now I'm sitting in my backyard just so. I was just acting way too hard.
Could I have you there?
Barefoot and pregnant, four kids in our backyard. But you went away. Wait just 1 minute. Is that the doorbell? I hear it. Please tell me you come back home. This song I won't have to be singing.
Could I would have done better. I know you were gonna leave. I never let you. Now I'm writing you this letter.
Wow.
I should have, could have, would have, if I knew back.
Would have done better.
Good have. Would have done better. Love it. Oh, my God.
That would make a mini brother mighty proud. I got to say it loud. You got a dozen little sexy dreams and a dozen cities in the U.S. Won't even allow. Never do you both like the other chicks who think they're fine.
Thank you.
20 million, that's a lot of people. in America with depression, you know that it's not a condition to be taken lightly. It's important to manage symptoms of depression with therapy and medication as prescribed by your doctor. Hope to feel better now and to reduce the risk of a depressive episode in the future. One of the best ways to minimize the physical and emotional damage of an episode of depression is to recognize depression early and take action, which can mean getting back on track with treatment or talking to your doctor about whether your treatment plan needs to be reviewed and revised. But not all symptoms of depression are easy to identify, and the early signs can be different for everyone. Here are some common symptoms you should look for. Fatigue or lack of energy. We all feel less energetic from time to time, so fatigue on its own isn't necessarily a symptom of depression or a sign of a depressive episode, says Gabriella Cora, MD, managing partner of the Florida Neuroscience Center and a diplomat of the American Board of Psychiatry and Neurology. However, if fatigue lingers and is accompanied by low mood and decreased motivation or interest, this lack of energy may be tied to early signs of depression, she says. And sleep patterns vary from person to person, so the best way to tell if sleep disturbance is a symptom of recurrent depression is to try to remember how you slept before your depression was well managed. If you slept poorly at that time and are sleeping less now, then this might be a sign of a depressive episode. If you've already experienced depression in the past, you want to be sure to address any sleep disturbance that's different from before, Dr. Cora says. It may not be a problem if you can't sleep well for a couple of nights, particularly if you're experiencing a lot of stress. But in the absence of a specific trigger, you should watch out for sleep changes that differ from your normal sleep pattern. And, you know, try to look at the humor in your life. That's me talking. And I'll be around humorous people and check out, like, your favorite comedy shows or read comics and so on. You know, don't be so serious and so hard on yourself. Try to look at the human side of life. This is me talking. Sleeping too much. It's also possible to get too much of a good thing, and sleeping too much could be a symptom of depression. Cora says that even for people who are managing depression, the magic number is still 8 hours of shut-eye. In general, sleeping more than 8 hours every night may not be as healthy, she says. If you oversleep and experience a mood that's low or sad, this may indicate depression. Changes in appetite and weight. We all tend to overeat or feel loss of appetite from time to time. However, if it's coupled with other signs such as feeling depressed or losing interest and pleasure in usual or favorite activities for 2 weeks or more, and that's another thing I was thinking, you know, stay motivated in doing things that you generally are interested in, or resume back to doing things that you really love and being around people that you really love to be around. This is me talking. And pleasure in usual or favorite activities for 2 weeks or more. It could be a sign of a depressive episode, according to Simon Reggio, physiology director of psychology training at Montefiore Medical Center in the Bronx, New York. A weight gain of at least 5% of a person's total body weight in a short period of time, say approximately a month, that causes significant distress may be considered part of depression. So I have it on my Facebook page, and I put it on Twitter and also on my Pinterest profile also. So I just wanted to share that with you. And, again, thank you for tuning in. And there's other fun topics and other news to cover. Have you all seen with in the political race where President Obama and Romney are pretty much heads up, like 49 point something and 49 point something? I think it's like 1% difference in the difference. So they're like at a tie right now in regards to the polls, the popular polls out there. But again, thank you for tuning in to Matters of the Heart Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, 714-409-0614.
This is Janice Nolan with the American Lung Association. I am Assistant Vice President for National Policy and Advocacy, and I'm here to talk about our report, State of the Air. In State of the Air, we look at the impacts of two of the most widespread air pollutants in the country, ozone and particle pollution. Ozone is a molecule of 3 oxygen atoms. It's the most widespread air pollutant that there is in the nation. Ozone isn't emitted directly, but it comes when we burn fossil fuels and produce things like volatile organic compounds and nitrogen oxide. Both of those, when they get into the atmosphere and in the presence of sunlight and heat, react chemically in the atmosphere to create ozone. So ozone often shows up at its highest place, far away from where the raw ingredients are made. Ozone irritates your lungs, leaving them with something like a bad sunburn. It can cause health problems the day you breathe it in, or even days afterwards. Particle pollution is a different chemical altogether. In fact, particle pollution is a mixture of mixtures. It is a noxious mix of microscopic bits of soot and ash, exhaust, chemicals, metals, and aerosols. Particles are the most dangerous and deadly of the outdoor air pollutants that are widespread in America. Particles that we're looking at are so tiny they're impossible to see. We compare them to the diameter of a human hair. The diameter of a human hair is 70 microns. The particles we're talking about are no bigger than 1/7 the diameter of your hair. And the smallest ones we're looking at are actually no bigger than 1/30 the diameter of the human hair. Particle levels can spike dangerously for hours to weeks on end, or reach high levels day in and day out for most of the year. We look at these in both ways because the impacts, either for high spikes or for lower levels at day in and day out, can be very deadly. The science is clear. Particle pollution can kill. Breathing it can lead to heart attacks, asthma attacks, and strokes, and it can affect how your children's lungs grow and develop. Particle pollution may be even more deadly than we previously thought. Recently, California experts tripled their estimate of the number of people that particle pollution kills each year in California. And that number is roughly 18,000, the equivalent of a small city.
Me? I started smoking when I was 13. I always thought when the time came, I could quit. No problem. Then at 28, I tried to go cold turkey and I found out how hard it really was. I made it all day without a smoke. Right until I met up with the guys. But I learned something that night. In fact, every time I tried to quit, there were more than a few. I learned a little more about what worked and what didn't work for me. And when I realized that I wasn't alone, that most people don't quit on their first or second attempt, I knew there was still hope. Today, I'm an ex-smoker. My only advice is to never, ever give up trying to quit.
If you're trying to quit smoking, the American Lung Association is here to help every step of the way. Visit quitterinyou.org for tools, tips, and stories from smokers we've helped to finally quit for good. The American Lung Association. We support the quitter in you at quitterinyou.org.
Lonely night.
Birthday. Happy birthday. it's hugs and kisses to you and all good stuff. Today is also actor Kevin Kline's birthday. He's 65, and he's another fave of mine, Kevin Kline. And, oh, my God, he's married to the actress, a fellow actress. Golly, her name's on the tip of my tongue. You all know who I'm talking about. She was in, like, Last American Virgin and other popular movies in the 80s. And she still acts some and does a lot of writing and producing. But an awesome couple. But today's Kevin Kline's birthday, 65. Way a little. Phoebe Cates, is that her name? Yeah. Y.A. Tittle, Football Hall of Famer, 86. Bill Wyman, rock musician, Rolling Stones, 76. F. Murrow Abraham, actor, Amadeus, 73. Kwasi Mfume, former NAACP president, he's only 64. Jeff Merkley, U.S. Senator, a Democrat of Oregon, 56. Monica, R&B singer, actress, only 32. Sinead Grimes, actress, 90210, is 23. Actress Biddy Wong of Law and Order, Special Victims Unit, is only 52 years young today. So happy birthday to you, and happy birthday to our favorite celebrities also. Excuse me, I have water right here. All of a sudden, a cough came. So excuse me for that. I need to clear my throat. Not sick, I don't have a cold. On October 24th, 1962, the U.S. blockade of Cuba during the missile crisis began under a proclamation signed by President John F. Kennedy. 1648, the Peace of Westphalia ended the 30 Years' War and effectively the Holy Roman War. In 1861, the first transcontinental telegraph message was sent from California to President Abraham Lincoln. Oh, my God. Have you all seen the trailer for Lincoln, the movie? If you have not, oh, my God, you got to keep your eyes and ears open for it. And I've posted it on my Facebook page before, but I've seen it's advertising on television. Oh, my God, Lincoln, I cannot wait to see that movie. It will be in selected theaters, I think, on November the 16th, if I'm not mistaken. But that movie, oh, my God. Daniel Day-Lewis, right, playing Lincoln. That movie, like, it's going to be good from beginning to end. You know, wow. 1931, the George Washington Bridge connecting New York and New Jersey was dedicated. In 40, the 40-hour work week went into effect in the United States. And also in 45, the United Nations Charter took effect. Republican presidential candidate Dwight D. Eisenhower declared, "I shall go to Korea," as he promised to end the conflict in 1952. And in 92, the Toronto Blue Jays became the first team outside the United States to win a World Series as they defeated the Atlanta Braves 4-3 in Game 6. And shout out to all fellow sports fans and especially MLB lovers, and especially those that tune in when it's time for the World Series. The World Series begins tonight, right? The Giants and the Tigers. So a big shout out to those guys. And of course, on Friday when we're talking sports, we will be talking baseball most definitely. And continuing profiling the 32 NFL head coaches and interim coaches also. Also, in 2002, authorities arrested American veteran John Allen Muhammad and teenager Libor Malbo in connection with the Washington area sniper attack. Muhammad was later sentenced to death, Malbo to life in prison. In 2003, the era of supersonic jet travel came to an end as three British Airways Concords landed at London's Heathrow Airport. Yeah, I remember that, don't you all? 2005, civil rights activist Rosa Parks died at age 92. In big business news in 2007, Facebook Inc. sold a 1.6% stake to Microsoft Corp. for $240 million, spurning a competing offer from Google Inc. Wow. And courtesy of AP Press and Dallas Morning News. Those of you that attended the Madonna concert, You all had a blast at that concert Sunday night in Dallas, huh? I seen a report where Madonna fell, but she got up and didn't lose a beat, kept doing her thing. It looked like she was doing better, and her singing voice was back after resting her voice, and now she's on to Houston and then New Orleans, and Ellen advertised her as being a guest on the Ellen Show on next Monday. So that should be awesome. So let's talk love, and right after this.
This is the story of Daniel, who was born 2 months early. He weighed 1 pound, 7 ounces. His lungs weren't ready, his heart wasn't ready, his brain wasn't ready. At the hospital, the nurses said Daniel was a fighter, and they would do all they could to help him. The doctor said even with the best care, Daniel may never walk. He may never see. He may never learn. Daniel's parents spent night after night at the hospital, watching his every breath, holding his tiny hands, and looking for signs that he was growing stronger. At home, his parents looked around Daniel's empty nursery, at the quiet toys and the still rocker, and they hoped that one day they could sit in that rocking chair and tell this story to their very healthy son. Daniel's is just one of the more than 500,000 stories of babies born prematurely last year, but there's hope for a happy ending. The March of Dimes is funding the research and programs to stop premature birth. You can help bring more babies home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.com. Working together for stronger, healthier babies.
House Radio, right here at Blog Talk Radio. Catch you on Saturday nights, also on Sundays during brunch time. And also, she broadcasts during the week also. Just be sure to follow her show, okay? Here's another one by Mars Mills, Joanna. You don't have to cry.
Joanna, I do love you. Thank you.
my wrist miss.
If you're in Chi-Town tomorrow, you can check them out. For real. Visit rawartist.org, okay? Benefit show also. Is fall the best time for finding your soulmate? It's fall now. Those of you that have found your soulmate, big hugs and kisses to you. I have a lot of soul friends. Oh, my God. So many. But I'm checking out an article at loveinninetydays.com /is-fall-the-best-time-to-fall, you know, hyphen in between each word. But at loveinninetydays.com, you know, just randomly to talk. And like I said, you can feel free to call at 714-409-0614 just to randomly talk about whatever is on your mind regarding matters of the heart. And in this, you know, in the springtime, we're talking about love. If you're solo or not, if you're a married couple or exclusively dating someone, how to keep the love. You know, when my friend, happily married, Belinda Bostic, calls in for slumber parties by BelindaBostic.com, when she calls, you know, we talk about advice for single and married and those committed, those looking, those not looking, those that, like I would just want to be prepared if unexpectedly the Cupid's arrow hit. But is fall the best time for finding your soulmate? And every season we're talking about love. It's springtime love, summer love, now fall time. Is fall the best time for finding your soulmate? By Dr. Diana Kirshner. And this was published exactly a month ago, September 24th. And she writes, when summer fades away, many of us suffer from a dip in our mood. Just what I was talking about, sadness or depression or whatever. As the sun loses strength and the air is cooler, it may be a bit of a letdown when you realize that winter and the holidays are just ahead. We all know that the holidays can be tough when you are single, but there is also good news when the weather turns. I don't just mean the amazing foliage, crunchy apples, and fresh pumpkin pie. In my experience, it's easier to meet your soulmate in the fall. There are three reasons for this, but before we get to them, I want you to take a moment. She has newsletters and free support, so it's really important to visit her website. Advantage of my free weekly support. You can learn much more about dating successfully so that you meet your soulmate by signing up for her free newsletter. So her free newsletter is called Dating Tips and Relationship Advice Newsletter. And, again, the website is loveinninetydays.com, loveinnumber90days.com. And, again, Dr. Diana Kirshner. Now let's look at how fall may be the best time to meet your soulmate. First, singles, like all of us, raised in the rhythm of a school calendar, are conditioned to buy wardrobes and give themselves a mini makeover in the fall, so they feel more attractive and ready to go for it. And that's exactly what I need, a new wardrobe and a makeover. Second, for around the first 20 years of our lives, including preschool and college, we are encouraged by families to socialize in autumn as we enter a new grade with new peers. This form of conditioning tends to shape our behavior, even when formal school ends. Finally, the fall is a signal that the holidays are coming up, and nothing can be more depressing than facing another round of holidays alone. This realization mobilizes singles to roll up their sleeves and work more proactively on their dating, so there's more love to go around. In fact, two studies have shown that dating in the fall can lead to increased romantic involvement later in the year. So no matter what your age, fall is a great time to network. Exactly, effectively network. You know, that's what I'm just having a blast with. The secret to falling back to real love is to take advantage of all the new connections by networking and meeting as many people as possible. My dating program of three is a powerful strategy that has you date three people casually with no sex and is your ticket to a real relationship. Meet as many people as possible. Use the autumn dating advantage. And this is from the advice of Dr. Diana Kirshner. You can learn much more about dating successfully and creating a love relationship that is just right for you. And she would like you to sign up for her Dating Tips and Relationship Advice newsletter. And it's free. And again, Dr. Diana Kirshner, many of us probably have seen her on different talk shows. PhD is a frequent guest psychologist. I'm familiar with seeing her on talk shows. On the Today Show and Arthur, the highly acclaimed new relationship advice book, Selling the Deal, The Love Mentor's Guide to Lasting Love, as well as the best-selling dating advice book, Love in 90 Days. Dr. Diana's revolutionary work is the basis of her PBS special on love. Connect with Dr. Diana through her free relationship tips and dating. And I've already put it on my Facebook page, and I'm tweeting it out right now. So that was just something interesting. Since the beginning of fall, I've been sharing news and advice regarding fall time and holiday season. And be sure to tune in to tomorrow, Terrific Thursday, because we're continuing on talking about preparing for the holidays. And, you know, especially organizing and cleaning and personal and professional, you know, at home and also even if you know a home business, but at home and in your work life, just preparing for the holidays. Because this is a fun time of the year, but also it can be a hectic time of the year. And we all, you know, want to be comfortable as we look forward to 13 approaching. Right. I know, right. Here's another one. I'm just promoting Marvin So Crazy, so you all can go see him, those of you in Chicago, and also network with Marvin. Here's Little Red Corvette.
By the way you parked your car sideways, like a wooden line. You're the kind of person that believes in making that one love and believing faith. I guess I must be done trying to park the foot before I say children. Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you say, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, little red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Little red Corvette, of a jacket that was there before me. Believe it or not, I started to wear it. I said, wondering if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it all right. And you said, baby, had I got enough gas? Oh, yeah, little red Corvette, baby, you're much too fast. Yes, you are, little red Corvette. You need to find a love that's gonna last. Yeah.
Cassandra, and she plays like this.
Why else would a woman want to treat a man? keep a message.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love that song. I know you all never get tired of it either. The awesome Prince, Something in the Water. Can't wait till he announced what's next on his agenda. More dates in Chicago, or you know what is the next city? A concert in his hometown, Minneapolis, St. Paul, Chanhassen, where Paisley Park Studios is located. I know we can't wait. We want to hear. We want to know what's going on. What's the plan? as he continued to do. Remember, Welcome to America. So now he's broken it down into the cities. Welcome to Chicago, because it had been a rumor that Welcome to Detroit would be next on the list. So it remains to be seen, right? As long as he keep pumping up the new music. And I'm wondering what will be the title of his new album. Is it Rock and Roll Love Affair? I wonder, because I'll be sure.
Whatever you want, mommy, I
friend Al B. Shure. Al B. Shure was a birthday present to me 1 year. I know. I love him. Al B. Shure. Al B. Shure. But my boyfriend at the time. It was Vanessa Bahamas for the Miss Bahamas pageant. And he was one of my gifts. Al B. Shure. And I just had a blast. Jeffrey Osborne. Also, my sister. I was wishing my sister was there because my sister, you know, I'm talking about funk music, LTD. Jeffrey Osborne. I grew up on Jeffrey Osborne, but Al B. Shure is an awesome person. He's very interactive with his fans and friends and supporters, and he's never stopped doing what he do. You know what I'm saying? So that is from his 2009 album, Honey, I'm Home. And his offsprings are doing an amazing job also. So network with him. Like his fan Facebook page. Network with him on LinkedIn and Instagram and Twitter. Official Al B. Shure is his handle on Twitter. And also just log into albshure.net, you know, and register a profile so you can just stay in the know of all things Al B. Shure. Because he's still the awesome producer he is. You see, he's still an awesome performer. He's always torn many times with Keith Sweat and Tyrese and others like Eric Benet, always doing something amazing. So new Jack Swing. So I just wanted to, you know, plug my friend. He should be on air anytime soon. Also, I'll do my best to listen to him this morning. But you can listen to albshure.net. You can log in anytime. But Two Gordon Radio is always happening, and he's usually on, I know, Central Standard Time from like 7 to 11. But so it's like 5 to 10 or 11. But he will be on, I know, at 7 Central Standard Time, so whatever time it is where you are. But if you just like his fan page and log in to albshure.net and also look for Slow Jams on iHeartRadio, you will be able to listen to Central Gordon Radio Slow Jams 24/7. But he does the AM shift and play awesome tunes. But I was checking out an article yesterday published. Well, American Black Web always publishes awesome news stories. And this is a story they posted via Naturally Mo. And it says, Ask a Black America, should black women date outside their race more? And it's no secret, and it is published by the staff at Naturally Mo. And it reads, it's no secret for many, many years it has been a moaning of discontent among black women who say they find it hard to find a suitable mate among black men. There used to be a lot of speculation that maybe if so many men were not incarcerated, maybe more women would be able to find a husband or a life partner. Now, in the last decade, there has been a new obstacle. It was revealed that a lot of black men were living on the down low, which meant that now women had to compete with other men for the attention of the few men that were available. Later, the topic of exploring interracial partnerships, which I talk about a lot here. My first marriage, I was married to an African-American, my second marriage to an Arab Muslim, Egyptian, who act black. And, interracial can be black, white. There's a picture of a African-American woman with an Asian guy. You know, I presented that question to my dear friend Ebony Empress, who is a relationship expert and hosts a show here that airs on Tuesdays and Thursdays here on blocktalkradio.com. If you listen to our talk on Weekend Edition Construction Entertainment Reports the other Saturday, we talked about that subject matter. If not that conversation, it was the conversation before that. And but back to the article. Lately, the topic of exploring interracial partnerships is being discussed more and more. Black women are still the least likely to date outside of their race, but maybe they are missing out on something. We asked our readers on our Facebook page the following question. Considering that so many black women are single and they say they can't find good black men, should dating other races and nationalities be more of a consideration for blacks? And here are a few of the answers that they got in response to their question. And it says that one person says, I think so, and I have seriously considered it. We as black women need to be more open-minded to the possibilities. Besides, our black brothers have been doing it for years, so why should we be so loyal and miss out on possible finding our soulmate, even if he is another race or nationality? Then another person says, I'm not a black woman, but I love and don't mind dating outside of my race. And then another person writes, why not? I live in New York. That's not an issue. Have at it, guys. And then it says, firstly, there are good black men. We just have to change our approach. Secondly, why not explore the options? The one might be right in your face and you miss the blessing because you are hard set on the packaging. And then another one says, absolutely, today is the youngest we will ever be, so why waste time waiting for someone that don't want you? We have to compete with women of all races, men, and incarceration. If you find love in another race and treats you right and respects you, go for it. And then another one says, my son is black, and I asked him why he only dated white girls, and would he date a black girl? And he told me, sure, if she's nice, honest, et cetera. This is 2012, not 1900. And with all the handsome, educated white men, why women don't want to date them? That was another person said. And can't find a good black man? Most wouldn't know a good man if he was standing in front of them. Men and women alike, no matter the skin color, need to stop with all the bull crap, games, drama, and unnecessary stress. Be real about your intentions and have a real expectation. Have real expectations. Come down off a high horse. Stop fronting as if you are living the lifestyles of the rich and famous, while you're barely making it from the check to check and can only afford pet milk and cereal. There are plenty of us good black men, obviously a black man. While you're waiting for Mr. Wright, try locating a prison pen pal who may have been given an unrealistically long sentence with substance possession. I consider these crimes of survival of our revenue building, putting their brothers in lockup, and then others say yes, 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 no, yes. And then the article says, well, if the answers from our Facebook page are anything to go by, sisters are stepping into new territory to look for love. Maybe the next time a study is released, it will have different results as to who won't tiptoe over the color lines in search of love. And, you know, I've always lived a colorblind lifestyle in this, you know, I try not to be naive to the world. But I live a colorblind lifestyle, just anyway, multicultural lifestyle. So, you know, I love guys that are black, African American. You know, and it's black. I guess this is for a question for black women all around the world. You know, so you can't just I'm an African American, but you know that is a question that goes all around the world, and that's a question for many people. Do you know, date outside of your race and stuff like that? And that's a topic that I always discuss here on the show. But, you know, you can miss out, just like some of the people that responded to this article. I say you can miss out if you just stay closed-minded. But, you know, to each his own, right? If you don't date outside your race, that's your business. But then if you're colorblind, you know, to me, why take the crap off of some people that you don't have to? Life is too short. And like one responder said to the article, you know, you're the youngest you're going to be today. And my thing is, and then another person said, well, why go after somebody that doesn't want you? You know, sometimes, and then that's in dealing with different races, you know. Just some people just don't dig certain people. What's that book and people always talk about? He's just not into you or she's just not into you. Some people just aren't into people. So dig people that you are generally into and who generally are into you, you know, really. So I won't go on and on. But I just thought that was an interesting article, you know. You shouldn't have to ask anybody anything, really. I haven't played Dread Days. Have you all noticed that? Here's Dread Days. I tell so.
I tell so. know so much. Your mind, you're fine. And girl, you can recline. We do the sweet grind. We do the body wine. We do the sweet grind.
Days, tweet them, like the fan page at Facebook. And mind you, I won't say my second hubby act black. That was, he accused me of acting too white. That was with all of what he supposed to be so all in love with. And he's like, you know, you act too white. So, you know, I don't know. but because I never said, oh, you act black. So I just wanted to say that. But that's the culture that he adopted. I have nothing to do with him or any contact with him, but that was the American culture that he adopted at that time. And while he was accusing me of acting too white, I guess an Oreo or something, but people wear different hats. I grew up multiculturally, so I am me. What is acting black? We've talked about that, too, before here on the show. What is acting white? You know, are you too white or you're too black? You know, what is that? So pretty much I never did accuse him of being too black, even though there were different cultures that he liked to adopt in his lifestyle. I'll put it that way. Just wanted to clarify that because some of you might want to know, but what she mean by that? But, you know, it is what it is. So that's pretty much what I meant. You know, sometimes we have to clarify. Here is Davey Hamilton.
I'm gonna hold you every night when the sun goes down and feel your skin against my skin while we're sleeping. the reflection of the moonlight in your eyes. Kiss your lips and hold you tight, like lovers do from dusk till dawn. When you're happy, when you're sad, when you're mad, when you're feeling bad, gonna hold you and make everything alright.
You're starting to disappear in the darkness.
Grand old time. Many listen while they're at work, and those of you that that drive and listen, hugs to you. Thank you for tuning in. And just thank you to everyone who are so supportive of Culture Shock and the Tampa Reports. And if you want to be a guest or want me to mention your events and your community efforts, please shoot me an email. You can just visit the profile. And oh, right there, there's my email address, my cell numbers. Yeah, my cell numbers. And just leave a message, though, if I'm unavailable. And also, you can link up with me on Facebook and on Twitter. And I'm now on Instagram, Instagram.com, Culture Shock, KultureShockNTBTH. And also, I love Pinterest. Just having a blast on Pinterest. PinterestShock, KultureShockBTH. And also, network with me on the fan page. Culture, KultureShock, Entertainment, ENT, Reports, REPORTZ. You can search it and it'll come up and like the page. And I'm active on the page. I know sometimes I'm not as active as I should be, but I created out of demand from listeners and supporters. And so I've been active on it. And feel free to post positive comments and posts, okay? But again, I thank you for just being so supportive and so awesome. Okay. Here's Moments in Love, Art of Noise. And again, you've been listening to Matters of the Heart, Wednesday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And I appreciate you, and I thank you. I thank you for your constructive criticisms, your feedback, and most importantly, your love. Big shout out to Kentwood Springs, sales consultant, Kentwood Springs, sales consultant Tori Wade, for dropping by and hooking us up, my mom and I, up with an amazing water system and a case of bottled water. The water tastes so awesome. So a big shout out to Kentwood Springs. Thank you so much. Thank you.